A serial quitter is someone who looks for quick fixes, shortcuts, drive-through spiritual fast food, and they want all the lights to be green on their way to success. They often are running in the wrong lane towards the wrong finish line. Sometimes their ladder of success is propped up against the wrong wall. Once you become clear, determined, diligent, relentless, and resilient, nothing and no one can stop you. You won't quit. Yes, you'll be discouraged at times, but you'll learn to overcome the restlessness, impatience, the pain, and the obstacles. Moments of uncertainty and impatience will come, but they subside. Here's a great metaphor. Have you ever stood in the line at the grocery store or the bank and the line was too long and you were in a hurry and someone ahead of you was taking too long? In your frustration, you kept changing lanes. You exhaled loudly and complained that the store just needed more clerks. This is a test of your patience. On the way to your dreams, your goals, and your destiny, you will experience delays and discouragement. It's a test. Can you wait without reward? Can you endure waiting? Can you endure when God is silent in your valley? Can you enjoy this moment? Patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Patience comes from the Latin word suffer. Praying requires waiting. So worship while you wait. Work while you wait. Give thanks while you wait. Prepare while you wait. And when there is a delay, faith will say, stay. You want to overcome a short attention span? Don't quit. Stick with your plan. No longer starting and stopping, because procrastination is a thief. No more excuses. Instead of venting your complaints or getting bent out of shape with impatience, be diligent. Get up and keep the main thing the main thing. Laziness, procrastination, lack of confidence, distractions, and a lack of self-control are the enemies to your success. Be sure to read my book, Shift Happens. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. It will certainly help you to become focused and to overcome any ideas of quitting. Read God's word in Proverbs 13:4. The soul of the diligent shall be made full, blessed by the Lord, and made to prosper.
You're stopping these breeds of MCs. You see when we be rocking these and dropping these philosophies. We just a young cast that stunt rap with the praise we send up.
Don't you ever give up.
Don't you ever give up.